All right. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it is November the 17th in the year of the Lord, 2022. Yes, sir, that is the New World Order created over 2,000 years ago. Not this new mumbo-jumbo stuff put together by global bankers. And let me tell you about one of these projects these global bankers have in process. It's called the Borderless World, and we are suffering from it. And I'm looking at republicbroadcasting.org right now, and I have one of the news stories is, you can go there and look at it. It's inflation and economic woes lead 54% of Gen Z Americans to live with their parents. Well, this is a new term for me. I didn't know what Gen Z means. Maybe somebody could explain it to me. It doesn't say right here in this article, at least this part I've read here. And it says, basically, I'm not going to get into the details of this too much, but they did a study here. I think there was only 300 participants, but it was a professionally done survey. At least 54% of adults aged 18 to 25 are opting to live with their parents out of economic necessity, according to a new study of over 300 participants conducted by the Harris Poll. Well, that's a pretty big outfit, and commissioned by Daily Pay. Okay. It goes on to say here, out of all the respondents polled, 80% of the Gen Z say they expect the U.S. economy to remain the same or decline through the next year. So these people are not going to be able to leave home. And at the same time, well, you want to know why this may be happening? Let's take a look at another news story. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declares invasion at the southern border. Now, I'm getting mixed messages now from Governor Abbott. On November the 15th, that was released. This was put up at the RBN website, in the news, by the RBN staff. And at the same time, I get an email. I'm on Governor Abbott's email list. And on the same day, November 15th, I get an email that says, Governor Abbott announces first bus of migrant departs for Philadelphia. Says Austin, Governor Greg Abbott today announced the departure of the first group of migrants bus to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania from Texas. In addition to Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago, Sanctuary City, Philadelphia will now be drop-off location for the state of Texas's busing strategy as part of the governor's unprecedented response to President Biden's open border policy overwhelming border communities in Texas. Well, I just got it. Let's just look at this. Let's go down now. That's one message. Now, the other message we're getting, and my wife told me this same thing, too. She watches Newsmax. She lives and breathes through the Newsmax. I can't tell her that that's bought and paid for, too, and where these big outfits pop up. You know, it costs a lot of money to do that. They're limited hangouts. Well, anyway, she does stay up with somewhat of the news. I call it the skews. It's not news, it's skew. They skew it instead of news it. Anyway, Abbott invoked the invasion clause of the Texas Constitution, allowing him to deploy National Guard and Texas Department of Public Safety personnel to turn illegal migrants back to Mexico, build a border wall, and designate the Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorists. Okay, migrant encounters at the southern border are on pace to hit another record year after there were over 2.3 million recorded in fiscal year 2022. And see, 2022 isn't over yet. Well, let me just tell you, let's just right there, just stop it right there. 2.3 million. Now, let's don't just say that, you know, there's 35 million people in Texas, supposed to be. Well, how many people is 2.3? You know how many people are listed in the city of Houston? 2.288 million. So this year, up to now, they have let the size of Houston move into Texas from Mexico. Houston. You know, I live in a town called Seguin, Texas. It's got 31,000 people in it. You know how many cities that is? That's 74 cities the size of Seguin. That's how many illegal aliens have come across the border. Quit calling them migrants, for God's sakes. They are not migrants. They're illegal aliens. All right? There's laws for that. Look it up. Look up immigration laws, the federal laws. They're supposed to be arresting these people and charging them money or putting them in jail. Okay, so now we get a bus trip. I tell you what, they need to stop that bus trip like right now. All it does is fuel these maniacs up north, the ones that have overthrown our country and years and years ago, and now are doing the open borders, no border, the borderless world where we don't have a borders anywhere. I mean, there's the ones that, and all you're doing is giving them more reason to attack you. And not only that, you're actually aiding illegal aliens to get deep into the country. You're actually paying it to do that. I mean, let's take a look at that. Let's just say we bust all illegal aliens out of Texas to some other American state. That's 40. You know how many bus roads that is? You can't put more than about 50 people on one of these buses. Okay. You know how 50 into 2.3 million, that's 46,000 bus loads. How much money do you think it costs to run that bus from Texas, from the border all the way up to New York? You think that'd be $2,500, maybe $5,000 round trip? We're talking $230 million to do that. You're going to take $230 million from the Texas citizen and buy these illegal aliens a tour of the United States and let them off deep into the country where it's harder to get them. I'm telling you, this country has lost its freaking mind. The problem is that we have a dissolved, unlawful government. That's what it is. And until people get this into their brain, they're not going to be able to deal with it. Now, we just had this big heavy-duty voting thing. You know, how's that working out for you? Okay, let's read what Governor Abbott, though, is going to. Let's go on the positive side. This invasion thing sounds a little better, but I hate to tell you, this is not an invasion from this. It's still not what it is. Because our problem is not Mexico. Our problem is Washington, D.C. and Austin, Texas. These people are authorized to enforce the law. There are laws regulating immigration. The law is not being enforced. That's dissolution. Dissolution of the United States of America. There ain't no United States of America. It is gone. Bye-bye. Adios. It ain't there. And I don't care if you elect Donald Trump or anybody or me, anybody. It ain't going to do any good because they're going to go sit in the seat of a dissolved government. And let me tell you, I'm sick of slogans too. America first. I got to tell you, as groovy as that may sound to somebody, that's stupid. Well, why? Because the opposite, America last. Well, you know, okay, so that's supposed to mean somebody else has America last. Well, America first is irrelevant. America last is stupid. So what do you want, irrelevant or stupid? Quit the slogans. People have got to get out of slogans and get into principles. The principles should be the principles of property that regulate every aspect of lawful government. From its lawful creation to its limits of power, its limitations of authority, to its means of funding and support, and means of defense, and to its terms of dissolution. Yeah. There are rules to this. There's principles that regulate all that. So what would be a good slogan for a campaign? How about the principles of property? Well, and you could educate people during your campaign. Teach them the principles of property so they don't remain ignoramuses that can be conned by every guy that comes along with a stupid slogan. I mean, America first, what does that mean? Just step on everybody else? That's what everybody thought. That's that it was all twisted around. And we need to get to principles. What are the principles of this thing? And the laws. How about this? Run as president for enforcing the law. How about a president that will run and say, you know what my platform's going to be, Bobby? It's going to be enforce the law. By God, if we got a law in the law books, I'm going to enforce that sucker. And if we got a problem with the border, we got border laws, guess what? They're going to be enforced. I'm going to go down there with United States troops, if I have to enforce the law. That's what a lawful country does. That's what countries do. They enforce the law. And why do you have law? It's the defense of people, of a certain kind of people, of citizenry. And what holds these citizens together? What holds citizens together is a common idea about what is important. It's principles, isn't it? What are these principles? Nobody's talking about principles. Except, love your fellow man. Well, that's right. That's right. But I can't love him if he takes everything I got and tramples me and doesn't hold the same values I do. You know, there has to be some kind of regulation. There has to be some kind of enforcement. So what are we having from the South? It's not an invasion. It's a sacking. I mean, we're allowed to be sacked. And where is that coming from? It's coming from Washington, D.C. It's also coming from Austin, because Austin could go down there. The governor is, after all, the governor of the state of Texas, and he is at all times considered the commander-in-chief, of a Texas army, or the Texas militia, of the state militia. He could call the state militia. He could call them up and authorize them to go down the border and shut that damn thing up. He can do it himself. And here's how he does it. And if it doesn't work, then he can apply to the United States for assistance. But this whole thing back and forth, you know, Mr. Biden, it's not his plan either. It's okay. Let me read some more of this stuff here. It's unbelievable. There's a quote here from the governor. Since, and this is off this email I got, says, since April, Texas busing strategy has successfully provided much relief. Can you imagine? Out of 2.3 million people, I just told you, 46, you know, he hadn't even come close to 46,000 busloads. It's much needed relief to our border communities, overwhelmed by historic influx of migrants. Here we go again. The migrants, they ain't migrants, and it's a sacking by illegal aliens caused by President Biden's reckless open border policies. Now I'm getting it all mixed up because I'm talking and I'm reading it. Let me start over. Quote, since April, Texas's busing strategy has successfully provided much-needed relief to our border communities overwhelmed by the historic influx of migrants caused by President Biden's reckless open border policies, said Governor Abbott. Until the Biden, quote again, until the Biden administration does its job and provides Texans and the American people with sustainable border security, Texas will continue doing more than any other state in the nation's history to defend against an invasion along the border, including adding more sanctuary cities like Philadelphia as drop-off locations for our busing strategy. Unquote. That is absurd. Biden's administration, a policy, there ain't no such thing. Policy and law is two different things. I don't give a damn what his policy is. And that ought to be the position of Greg Abbott. Demand that he enforce the law, and to hell with his policy or his views. We don't elect artists. You know, politics is a science. It's not art. Come, you know, if you want to be an artist, get some canvas and some oil paint. If you want to be the president, learn some principles and learn the law and enforce the law. So to hell with the policies, enforce the law. And a busing strategy? The busing strategy ought to be bus them to the border or into Mexico, Mexican cities. How about a bus trip to Mexico City? I mean, aren't we going the wrong direction? I mean, it's just amazing that we sit here and listen to this caca and put up with it. And think that somehow or another, this kind of batting this garbage back and forth is going to result in anything. Anyway, stay tuned. Feel free to call in. We'll be right back after this. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Yeah, look around. It's a the sky is a shade of a hazy something or another. That was great lyrics anyway. But back to anyway, let me make some announcements here too. Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery at republicbroadcasting.org. And I think the book drive is still going on at RBN. And so you might want to participate in that. I was looking for the ad on the RBN website. I couldn't find it just at the break time. But anyway, I think it's on there somewhere. And also, I want to thank RBN for putting on the Mix and Stream announcement that we're going to be live streaming and archiving the False Flags and Conspiracies Conference 2022, December 3rd and 4th, 2022, at mixandstream.com. And they put this up on their website, too, at RBN. And those things start pretty early, and they go till 10. That's a lot of stuff. It's 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days, December 3rd and 4th. And Dr. James H. Fetzer has put this together. I believe there's actually 24 presenters, but 26 hours of compelling presenters covering a wide range of events. But you can simply go to Mix and Stream. That's M-I-X, capital N, stream.com. And you can the links are there to see who's going to be presenting and also to get tickets to watch all that. And I can't wait to see some of them. I think some of them are going to be really good. And And hopefully all of them will be good, and or that I have not known about some of that material. But anyway, thank RBN for putting that up. And also, I want to say that I was trying to get hold of Richard Gage to see if he could drop in on the show for just a few minutes to tell us about how the filming is going in Washington, D.C. He has taken a group also with the, I think it's called the, not attorneys, but the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. Those two groups, Richard Gage 9/11 and Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry, are doing some filming there because they're making a movie to show to the grand jury about the evidence about 9/11, the World Trade Center Building 7. And after that, they're going to do another movie to show to the grand jury and to others in a kind of a legal format, like presenting proof and evidence as you would at a trial. So it'll be a trial type setting, and that's why they're filming it there, so they can get background video and video of the settings where they would be presenting this stuff. And they're going to do one on the Twin Towers. So that's kind of cool. I mean, no matter what you think the result may be, especially after listening to the first part of the show today, this thing to me, I believe ultimately I am going to be the winner of the of what our condition is over anybody else's assessment. This thing is dissolved. It's no more lawful anymore. It has lost its authority to act for the people, both federal and state. And the people have to start learning the fundamentals that create lawful government. What is lawful government? What does it consist of? Now, there's some things in our constitutions that reflect those principles, but some of these constitutions do not actually tell you the principle. That's why John Locke's work, The Second Treatise of Government, is important, because that is the principle upon which all these constitutions have been founded on. It's like the rock that they founded the constitutions on. It's like the constitution is more like a superstructure, the framing, the columns and beams that you put on the foundation. And it doesn't necessarily explain the foundation. It just tells you what they're going to do. So, but you have to learn the principles at the base of it to even know how to interpret a constitution. But anyway, wow, we blew through that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Take all my gold, take all my silver, and give me a bag full of paper. Well, that's it. This is a global problem. You know, the globalists are always talking about our global problems. You know, they have and what they're driving at is they're going to have a global. You have to have a global solution if it's a global problem. Well, that's just nonsense. You don't have to have a universal solution just because you have a universal problem. I mean, you can have a local solution to a universal problem. I mean, that's baloney. Again, the masters of baloney and wordcraft and deception. but what are they really driving at? A concentration of authority is what they're really our concentration of power. And really, we only have one problem. Really, I think all the world really only has one problem. It's not these globalists have made the world itself, the earth and the environment, all of that has made it our enemy. We have to be fighting the environment. That's the thing we need to be dealing with, grappling with it, because it's going to consume us. We're going to mess it up, and we got to be constantly trying to fit in with the environment somehow or another. And it's all dangerous. It's teetering on the brink of failure, where it won't support human life. All that's just baloney. It's just pure baloney, every bit of it. What the problem in the world is a concentration of wealth and power, and it controls scarcity. Mark Anderson was talking about that yesterday on his show. When they tighten up money, the people that print money, paper money, which is illegal and unlawful in the United States of America. That paper crap in your pocket is illegal and unlawful, and there was never an amendment for it. That was another cause of the dissolution of the federal government of the United States of America. Was the paper money scam, and they can control the amount of it. In fact, that article I was just reading talked about that. Says inflation has remained at 8%, 40-year high, pushing up prices across the board as the Federal Reserve raises borrowing rates to control rising prices. Well, what is that? What are they really saying? They're just tightening the money, making it less available so that the prices don't continue to go up. So what does that mean, though? That has an effect, doesn't it? That means the money is not there. They can't normally borrow money anymore. Well, see, all of that is just fake. It's just manipulation. It's a false manipulation of things. They're trying to run the world. A small handful of people are trying to run the entire world. And that's really not the way the earth is designed. That's not the way God intended for mankind to live, was with a handful of people that are running the entire thing. And I don't care what you base it on. That's not how it works. You know, every one of us are a creation of God. We're created in the image of God, every one of us. And that's why government, real government, is important, because government is nothing more than my agreement with you. That's really right. Government is your agreement with everybody else, and my agreement with you and everybody else. That's what it is. I agree with you that I will do this and I will do that if you and everybody else will do this and do that. It's simply a contract in society. It's a social contract. But you can't expect me to comply with all the terms of it if you and the rest of the society is not doing according to the agreement, or have actually altered the agreement without my approval. Well, that's what amendments are about. You know, you can't alter the agreement without approval of the people. Well, have they done that? You betcha they have. And why did they alter our agreement without our approval? Because they couldn't get our approval. They knew that if they went down and argued it in the legislatures, nobody in their right mind would approve it. So they just made some laws, they passed some acts, and didn't bother to get our approval of it through an amendment. Well, that just dissolves that's a unilateral alteration of the contract that dissolves it. I've explained that before, you know, like your lawn mowing contract. You know, a guy shows up to mow your lawn, you get a contract with him, you know, to pay him a certain money a month, and he comes and mows your grass. Well, what happens if he just stops mowing your grass and writes his own contract in there, I don't have to mow your grass but twice a year, and that's the end of it. And so he brings the contract, and he wants his money this month, every month, even though he's only cutting the grass twice a month. Is that a lawful contract? Are you held to a contract like that? No. That's ridiculous. That's absurd. Well, that's what the federal government has done. They just altered the terms of it without your approval and expect you to keep doing it. To hell with that. And does it help because you elect somebody new to sit in it? No, it's still a broke damn thing, doesn't work, and it's dissolved. It doesn't matter who's sitting in the seats of it. This is another thing. A place like RBN and the Truth Seekers and people that are trying to do things, they're broke, and it's very difficult to do anything. And the reason is most people spend all their money, time, and energy on voting people into dissolved offices. If the American people quit fooling around with these stupid elections, and you know, I'm supposed to get upset now because I hear about somebody stole an election. Do I care if somebody stole an election from a dissolved nation? It's dissolved, man. I don't give a damn who's sitting in the seat of it. And that's where we're at. But everybody just keeps pretending over and over again that it's going to improve by putting somebody else in it. Do you have the same laws? Yeah, you have the same law. Do you have the same unapproved laws? Yeah, you have that. Do you still have the unenforced laws? Yeah, you still have all that. You just have a new personality. Hey, I love Donald Trump. I'd love to have him over for a barbecue. I'd love to go to his place. I like the look of his place. I'd hang out there any day. But does it matter whether he's president or not? No. Does it matter whether Joe Biden is president? No. Has it mattered if Governor Abbott is governor when he's bussing illegal aliens deep into the country? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, what do you say about that stuff? I mean, and you spend all your money, all your time and effort trying to get Bozo elected to sit in a dissolved government. Is that really helpful? How does that help? It doesn't. That's what I'm driving at. It doesn't help to spend all your money and energy and effort in elections, and then, oh, they stole it. Well, how much of this caca are you going to put up with? First of all, you have laws that are unapproved. Then they steal the elections. Then you have open borders where you're actually being sacked. This is what I call the sacking of Rome, really. It's just peasants coming over and sacking the place. And you're wondering why your kids can't earn a living when you have the size of Houston enter the state of Texas this year. Just this year, not the year before. Not the year before that, and the year before that, and the year before that. I stood up in the 90s on a chair at a Republican convention in Dallas screaming, close the border. That was, I don't even know how many years ago. So, and now, you're worried about somebody stole the election. Stole the election of a dissolved country. Well, I'll be damned. Oh, that's really making me sick. Folks, you got to have to, I'm going to tell you once again, you got to go get a book. You can even get it online. I'll tell you where to go. Go to constitution.org. Roland, what's his name? John Roland. He operates it. It's a great place. On there, he's got the whole thing. John Locke's Second Treatise of Government. Read it. Read Bastiat's The Law. Then start thinking about how you and your neighbors are going to create a lawful government, because we don't have one now. And you ain't ever going to twist this dissolve thing into a lawful one. Certainly not by electing people to it. I mean, this is serious stuff, and it just doesn't seem to get better by itself, does it? Who was this? Who wrote The Spirit of the Laws? Can't remember his name now. I'll think of it after the show, I'm sure. But you know, he said once a republic is lost, you don't get it back by elections. I mean, because what does it mean when you lose a republic? It means nobody understands it anymore. Nobody gets it. This is a crumbling of society. It's a crumbling because the people don't get it. They don't understand it. And they never get past the slogans. It's always some rich guy, some multiple billionaire that comes up. He's the only guy that can afford to run for the offices. And he gets up there and he comes up with a bunch of slogans, and everybody falls for these slogans again. And you start this over. And what does he do? He leads you into a problem that was worse than you had before. Now you're a bunch of people that don't believe in democracy. And it's all because you got conned by somebody that really didn't. See, what it is most of these politicians that run for office, they don't know anything about government either. They know about how to get elected. They have come up with a team that specializes in how to get elected, what to tell the moronic people, what kind of slogans they'll follow around. But that's all you ever end up with is a slogan. Well, you can't run a country on a slogan. Anyway, thank goodness we have a caller, Gene, Kentucky. What took you so long? Hello, Gene, you there?
Are you there?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, yes. Okay, I've been outside and stuff. Well, anyway, my husband's been retired over 20 years. He remembers seeing like a truck full of Mexicans letting them off at the Kroger parking lot. This is over 20-something years ago.
Yeah.
And then also, absolutely. I remember going to the mall and seeing those signs, like in JCPenney's, that it said ladies' swimwear or something. You see on a post, you know, just point and arrow, and underneath it, they started putting Spanish. Then I remember calling the bank, and you know, just to, you know, get your balance or check your checkbook or whatever. This has been like 30 years ago. I can't remember, but anyway, it said push 1 for English, and I thought, what? What's that all about?
That's right.
And then my husband remembers when they brought in the Vietnamese, you know, they would flood into, you know, not flood, but come into the, you know, the States. My son hung around with a young man. He spoke, of course, English. I don't know if he was born. I don't think he's born in this country. I think his parents came over. And then they bring in the Russian, something about the Russian Jews or something. Something came in. I can't remember. You know, it's been a while. And, of course, the Spanish had been coming in, you know, the Mexicans for a long time, because some of them, where we lived in Louisville, a lot of the apartment houses around there were full of them. You know, so you'd see them.
A whole bunch.
I'm not saying they were bad, and then some of the neighbors end up being Mexicans, you know. In the back behind us where they had the, another subdivision. And so it's been going on for a long time. People just paying attention. I remember, too, when they were building one of the buildings in Louisville. And they had some carpenters or something that was up there close to the interstate. And they were protesting. They were building a new Target or something. I forgot. And they had, like, carpenter unions or something have signs out saying they were hiring you know, people that weren't part of the union, which is probably illegal then.
Well, hang
on. It's been going on for a long time. So you know who should be blamed for all this? The corporations that hire them.
There you go. Hang on, Gene. We'll be right back
after this. Because if they couldn't get a job and whatever benefits, they wouldn't come up here. So whatever. Love y'all out there. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Great song, Julie, just to fire me up at the end of the show here. Yeah, thank you. Well, we only have one problem in the whole world, I think, and that is a whole lot of dissolved and overthrown governments that are under the control and unlawful control of nothing but concentrated wealth. You know, concentrated wealth does not have authority. It has zero authority, none. But, you know, authority comes from people. It comes from individuals. You know, when somebody acquires a lot of wealth, they don't acquire authority at all. They just acquire wealth. But they don't acquire authority. They can't tell you what to do. They can't tell nations what to do. That's why we have governments, is prevent the wealthy, ones that become big, just like, you know, you want 10 little people to join together to protect themselves from a giant, right? From a guy that's 8 foot tall and weighs 375 pounds or 800 pounds. Well, the same thing goes with wealth. I mean, we should be protected from maniacal wealthy people. That's what the law is for. That's what we form lawful governments for. Well, apparently we don't have many of them. The UK is not one. The United States of America is not one. And many of the states of the Union of the United States are not even lawful anymore. I'm just telling you, people need to start thinking about what lawful government is and asking themselves and their neighbors, do you have a lawful government? Why not? And isn't this what our real problem is? We're being pushed around. All these countries are being pushed around by just wealthy people. Not people with authority, but people that have actually overthrown governments and are pushing them around. That's what's happening here in Texas with this open border thing. We're just being pushed around and sacked from the South. And why is that? That's just to make us more people that have no consensus, a falling away of the country. Well, anyway, that's the end of the show, and we'll pick it up some more next week. And y'all have a good weekend, and thanks for listening.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.